Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We were zeiche. Some of us here were zeiche, but our beis medrash was zeiche that there's somebody who learned here for years, Menachem Wiener. Somebody was a student in the yeshiva for 3 years, then was a dorm counselor here for years, then learned in Kollel briefly here, and still connected, very, very connected to our beis medrash. And he was zeiche to bring his son to the bris of Avram Avinu yesterday. And together with many of the chevir, Rabbi Russ, Rabbi Ezi Shlita, and many others, we were zeiche to be at the bris. He named his son, Menachem Wiener named his son Zechariah, after Rabbi Oberlander, Zechreinu Levracha, after Rabbi Oberlander who put his kishkas into this yeshiva, into our makam tayr, is a beautiful person. Rabbi Oberlander, who put years and years into this yeshiva. So it was just a very important and beautiful day. Both Menachem Wiener, who's deeply involved in the yeshiva and connected to the yeshiva, made a bris. Him and his wife, Elka, brought their son to the bris of Avraham Avinu. And both in terms of the name that guys have named, there's something amazingly meaningful to me that guys have named. I believe it's the fifth guy who learned in yeshiva. It's not a statistic, you know, not like it's each one is precious for itself. I think somebody claimed it's the fifth guy in yeshiva who's named a child after Rabbi Oberlander. The reality of Ruchnius, the reality of a kesher to a Rebbe, the reality of Ruchnius that it's eternal, that it's long-lasting. Some people have a sense of like the days in yeshiva, like, okay, when you get to the real world, like it's almost preparatory days. Or like, okay, you know, but then you enter life. Ruchnius is real. Learning Torah is real. Davening to Hashem is real. Anything involved, the Rabbanim, the service of Hashem is eternal. It matters for all eternity. I would love him, right? I've heard Rai Farkas, I've heard from Talmidim of his, that he told Talmidim that you better get used to me. We're going to be together in Olam Haba also. That's Chazal, that in Olam Haba, friends and Chavrusas and Talmud Rebbeim, they have a Shaychus in Olam Haba. They see each other, they speak to each other. They're open Chazal.
Yes? That makes sense if people are at different levels.
So I don't know how it works. Maybe once in a while you get to visit, a little holiday visit. It's a good question, Mayor. And Mestamed as a kesher, I know my father was very excited. My father told us that he has things he wants to discuss with the Chavetz Chaim. And I'm positive they're having some cool shailas and conversations and questions. Now, the naming after a Rebbe, there's something very powerful to me. That guys are naming after a Rebbe in the yeshiva. The Mayel, who's a wonderful person, pulled me aside and he started crying. I'm telling you a fact. Not emotional. He started crying. He said, they keep naming after Rebbe in the yeshiva. He said, I can't believe the yeshiva you have there. He started crying. Not emotional. He started crying. Pulled me. He goes to many brisos. You know, he's a very special person, the Mayel. He started crying. He said, I can't believe the yeshiva you have. That guys are like naming a child as a child. Now, the name of a child is profound. Now, I have seen Gayim, I've seen this, and name their child after the football team and after other things. I don't know if they know what a name of a child is. It's not a way to call somebody, it's who they are. The name is who they are. So I don't know, you know, it's complicated, but we have names. I am Daniel Pinchas. It's not a way to refer to me, that's who I am. I'm looking at Avram Yoina. That's who he is. Not a way to call him. He's called Avi. Who he is, Avram Yoina. There's a book about Eli Tress Zayda. They called him Mike. It's very precise. They called him Mike. It wasn't his name. My name, you know, if you want to know what I am, I'm Daniel Pinchas. So here a name is a big zach. And guys in yeshiva have looked at their child and named him the Rebbe. They've named him the Rebbe, and the eternal nature of the relationship, that it's enduring, that it's lasting, that it matters, that it's significant forever, that names are perpetrating is something very, very powerful. Something, it's an overwhelming thought, the impact, the eternal impact the eternal relationship and connections that have been fostered here is very, very beautiful and overwhelming and powerful and important. We're involved in something very, very valuable and precious. Yeah. I get the sense, I love our minyan by Shachris. I've really come to appreciate it a lot. I'm thankful for my tata. I feel like my father, who in his lifetime was working to get me to be more timely. I feel like tzaddikim b'misas and kruyim chayim. My father now, not here, where I'm saying Kaddish, and I want it to be a schus for my tata. He's working with me to be more in time, and I really appreciate our minyan in the morning. I daven with JD every day, and I feel like such a kesher to the guys. We daven together, we're mispalel together. We bring the shechina, 10 people, Yosef and I daven together. I love seeing Wednesdays are the best. Yosef could be here for longer. He's not working on Wednesdays, and we daven together. We pray to God, we bring the shechina. 10 yidden sitting together in this. Whenever the Shekhinah is involved, means it's eternal. That's what it means. Hashem is the eternal one. We bring the Shekhinah. We're like connected forever, for all eternity. We bring the Shekhinah. So it meant a lot. Very moving day of another guy in yeshiva naming his child after I Oberlander. Somebody who impacted our yeshiva, who's one of the builders of our yeshiva. Very, very deeply moving. I wanted to tell you a word about Bris Mila. We'll be Zeich in another few days, Shmuley Frankel, who also was a student here, was a dorm counselor, and today is in Kail here. Amazing person. He comes, he learns with Rabbi Russ daily, and Shmuley Frankel, Baruch Hashem, had a baby boy. And Bez Hashem, there'll be a Bris in its time. Be'ita Vizmanel, he'll bring his child to the Bris of Avram Avinu. And I want to tell you a vert. Yossel, I want you to hear a vert. It's not a cutesy on Bris Mila. It's something I'm going to share. I'm going to give you a piece of life from the Bardichever. JD, you want a piece from the Bardichever? I want to share something from Reb Levi Yitzchak, from the Kedusha slave of the Bardichever. I want to say and admit to the Chevra, the Bardichever, his Torah is very, very difficult. I'm no expert in his Torah. I want to be, but I'm certainly not. I don't spend enough time on his Torah, though I'm trying to grab it. Very difficult. His Torah is, in the world of Hasidic Torah, the Kedusha Levi and the Naimali Melech, who I'm very drawn to them, the earlier Rebbes, their Torah is extremely hard. And I don't understand the Lachlan. I wish I understood more. So I have to like say to the Chevra, it's very important to say exact, to be accurate, that it's my way of understanding what he's saying. I don't even know I'm right. But I'm allowed to try to learn Torah and share with my friends what it appears to me. It's what it appears to me in learning the Kedusha Slavi. I'm going to share a piece iron with the Chevra the way I understand it. To me, it meant a lot. Yeah. It meant a lot.
Somebody knows.
It meant a lot. We're coming off this morning sugya. He said, "You're being all careful, Kalish." I said, "Thank you, Avessa." So it means a lot to me, Chevra. It means a lot to me to share this with you. If the Chevra could focus in as follows. There's a kasha about Bris Mila, very famous kasha. Many ask this kasha. And the Gemara Yuma tells us that Avram Avinu kept the whole Torah. The Avos kept the whole Torah. That's what they did. They kept the whole Torah. Avram Avinu put on tefillin. Avram Avinu kept the entire Torah. And the question is that Hashem, late in Avram Avinu's life, commands Avram to do a bris. And Avram Avinu, at the ripe young age of 100 years old, does a bris mila. And the question is, he kept the old Torah. Why didn't he do a bris years earlier? He was keeping the Torah. That's the question. Many, many ask this question. Avram Avinu kept the whole Torah. One of the mitzvahs bris mila. So why didn't he do a bris before Hashem commanded it? And it's mevur in the psukim. God commanded, and then Avram Avinu did a bris mila. And many ask this. Kasha, it's a Gemara. Avram kept the whole Torah. Why didn't he do bris mila? Now, I'd like to think about the question with you. I don't want to just run to the Kedusha Slavi. The Bardichev says a pshat that I want to share with you, Ezra. But before I share the Kedusha Slavi's pshat, I want to talk about the question, Avla. Because it says Avram put tefillin. Did his tefillin look like our tefillin? When it says Avram put tefillin, did he have the same tefillin we have? I have a raya that he didn't do the mitzvahs exactly like us. My simple raya is one of the mitzvahs is to write a Sefer Torah. It's what ata kisul lechem es ashira azois. Did Avram Avinu write a Sefer Torah? If he did, then he's reading about his own life. Then he knew decisions he would make. That didn't happen. I promise it didn't happen. He didn't read about his own life. He didn't read about decisions. So it has to mean, when Chazal saying there are rayas to this, his tefillin didn't necessarily look like our tefillin. He had the same shayrish of all the mitzvahs. He was mekayim, there are the ruach of all the mitzvahs he kept. He wrote, whatever writing a Sefer Torah means, he had his version of Ksiva Sefer Torah. That same Ur, that same Kedusha, that same Avram Avinu did. So then you could question the question, why didn't Avram Avinu do Bris Milah? He probably did a Milah. Who said it has to look like ours? The only thing is, what I would like to suggest and assume is that anything that could look like we have it, he didn't like we have it. Now, tefillin couldn't look like we have it because he couldn't write the parish of Yetzias Mitzrayim in his tefillin because Yetzias Mitzrayim didn't happen yet, J.D. So whatever could be most similar to what we have, he did it like we have it.
Okay.
So Mila, why wouldn't he do it the way we have it? That would be the Bardichever's question. That would be Pachas HaYaisa the question. That would be the question. Now, another answer that has to be discussed, that can't be ignored, Shlomo, it's Godla Mitzuvah Vaisa Mimishena Mitzuvah Vaisa. That Gemara says in Baba Kama and Kedushin, it's better to be commanded and follow Hashem's command than to do it when you're not commanded. That's a Gemara. Godla Mitzuvah Vaisa Mimishena Mitzuvah Vaisa. Putting on tefillin, Avram Avinu put tefillin on his whole life, and he wasn't commanded, fine. Mila, he gets commanded. If he did it earlier, you can't do a Mila twice. So he didn't do it earlier because it's better to do it when you're commanded. Other mitzvahs he could do, and then if he gets commanded, he keeps doing it. Mila, you only get one shot at it. So if he does a Mila before he's commanded, when he's commanded, he already did it. So that's why he waited. He knew he'd be commanded. Hashem b'nevuah, he knew he'd be commanded. Yep. And better, maybe there was like such a prophecy, I'll have a mitzvah mila. So God la mitzvah vayse, he wanted to wait till he's commanded. That is such... So Yosef asks, it says if somebody's born with a mila or did it while they're a guy, what percentage of Americans do a mila today? I heard like 99 out of 10. Most goyim in the hospital do a mila. I don't know the exact number. Look online. Why should we make things up? Yosef, ask Rev Google what percentage of Gentiles circumcise their youth. What percentage of youngsters circumcise? What percentage of Gentiles circumcise their youth? Americans? It's true. Yeah, but the numbers are, that's so small.
You're saying Gaia.
Yeah. 80? He looked it up. He said 8 out of 10. So what happens when a guy asks Yosef Galen, if it's 8, if Johnny says 8 out of 10 Gaiim do Mila Avila. So let's say your guy is Megayer today and already has Mila. What does he do? When a person's Megayer, he needs a Mila and a Tefillah. But he already did Mila. So Yosef Galen says there's something called a Tafas Dam Bris, a bringing out, creating new Dam. That's debatable, Yosef. When there's no other choice, that's what one does. Is that a lechatchila? Could Avram have done a Mila when he wasn't commanded? And when he's commanded, he'll do a Tafas Dam Bris. That's a debatable point. It could be the Bardetshiva who says in other Teretz. It could be that's what he was assuming. Why he didn't answer the simple answer.
Why is it bigger to
do that? Great question. Avi wants to know, why is it better to do when you're commanded when you're not commanded? If anything, you're not commanded. Look how from you are. You weren't even asked and you do it. Why is it better to do when you're commanded, Chevra? JD, why is it better when you're commanded?
Because
Taisva says you have a bigger Yetzahara not to do it when you commanded. The Shairish Advarim, perhaps, Shlomo, is Hachna. When you're not commanded, so you're a good guy, it's like easy to do. When somebody tells you, do you need Hachna? And part of Mitzvah Samachniyah, the Rabban Hashem tells me, and I'm loyal. And it's be a loyalist. No, the Rabban Hashem said, it's easy to be a good Samaritan, to do this. I decided. I have to do, whoa, don't tell me what to do. So, Hachna.
Is that what
Hachna? Maybe that's why it's the Yetzirah. Maybe. Why didn't he say it? Tzarechim. But Lemaise, Hachna, Avi, it's much more Hachna. It's harder when you're told to do it. You have to humble yourself. I told you to do it. Oh, you said. So, Hachna. Now, like this, Chevra, the Bardichev says, Chaim Yedekasha, why Avram kept all Torah Gemara Yuma? So why didn't he do a bris milah David before Hashem's mitzvah? Says the Bardichev like this. Now, I'm saying the way I understand him, and it's a complicated Bardichev. And I'm leaving out a little piece. Somebody wants to learn it, could learn it. I'm saying the way I understand the Bardichev. Turnus Rufus was a Russia, was a Roman evil person. Chazal called him a Russian. He comes up to Rabbi Kiva and he said, Rabbi, which is better, God's deeds or human deeds? Eze mehem noyim. Whose are nicer deeds, God's or humans? So he asks Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva says back, the human's deeds are better. So Turnus Rufus looks at him, he's like, God created the heavens. A human being can create the heavens. And you ever built a person in your life? I mean, humans are better. God created humans. Humans don't have the capacity. So Turnus Rufus said that the heavens is out of our realm, but once something in our realm, human activity is better.
Woo!
So he says, Turnus Rufus, I'm going to explain it. Weird conversation, Shlaima. Turnus Rufus, the Rasha and Rabbi Kiva. He asked Rabbi Kiva, which is better, human activity? Then Turnus Rufus asks about Bris Mila, and Rekiva, the Tana, says, I knew the whole time, Turnus Rufus, you were thinking about Mila. He calls him out. He said, I know what you were talking about. Turnus Rufus says, Mila. He was asking, Turnus Rufus, the Rasha said, human beings born, and you think you perfect yourself? I always got nervous. Mayor Kappenstein's sister should have refuah shleima. She should be zchus to learning. She had an appendix. She's doing well. She'd have a full recovery. A number of years ago, my appendix got infected, and they had to take out my appendix. I got very nervous. The doctor's like, you don't need the appendix. I'm like, God says I do, and you guys decide I don't. Like, it just means you guys didn't find out yet. Like, there's a little piece in there that the doctors say, we don't really see a purpose for it. I get very nervous in that. I'm like worried in a few years they'll discover, like, the thing that makes you on time, that regulates your time management. Always looking for excuses. Anyway. Stop laughing, Michal. The bottom line is...
Not agreeing. We're laughing.
The bottom line is that Hashem put it there. There's probably a good svara. They haven't figured out yet what the svara is. Now, like, you could just take it out. You don't need it. At the end of the day, the Rabbeinu Shlomo made things. He's a very good constructor. He has cheshbonos for things. And here we have a human being. And to be mashlim, the human being, we do a bris milah. We cut off a little piece. We cut off the arla. And Turnus Rufus attacked Mila. He said, who's a better builder, you or God? You guys are like fixing God's thing. You cut out. Mamish, what I'm a shtug. You know you're in trouble when you're mechaven to a Russia. They were like cutting off that little piece in there when your appendix take out a little zach. And I'm like, God put it there and you guys are doing better? Exactly what Turnus Rufus asked to be Kiva. I was mechaven to the Russia, Turnus Rufus. And Rabbi Kiva answered that Hashem wants our actions. And he wants us to perfect things and make things better. It's always I always think about food. What's better, Hashem's food or our food? There's a diet guy who wrote a book and he said, just eat fruits and vegetables. I think it's shtus. We eat delicious cakes. Hashem wants us to have strawberry shortcake is wonderful. Menachem Shalom Zachar. Strawberry doesn't fall from the Hashem sends down wheat, and a human being turns it into strawberry shortcake. It's gewaldig. It's gewaldig. This guy says he rips eating meat. He says, would anybody have a plain piece of meat? Meat's not good. You need spices. So he says, don't eat meat. I think that's shtus. Hashem made it, that a human being can make it delicious. According to him, you shouldn't have strawberry shortcake. I think it's not true, philosophically. Now, he really asking Turnus Rufus' kasher. This dietitian, this is a psychologist, a nutritionist, he's actually mechavan to Turnus Rufus the Russian. He's saying the way God made it, fruits and vegetables, that's how Hashem made it. So that he likes, eat fruits. Anything you need human intervention, don't eat. Meat, he says, you wouldn't eat it plain. A human being, spice it up, and I think exact opposite. Hashem made things, human intervention makes it better. Wow. That's the reality, a delicious cake. Pizza, anything you eat was human being, took material, and... That's interesting. It's interesting that there are rules to this. So there are rules. That's interesting. My father used to call, my tata, Renika Paris Mishkaba, used to call fruits and vegetables. He used to call fruits God's candy. That's just sprach, God's candy. He used to, I mean, on our fruits, he would say, sinfully good. It's like so delicious. That's true. Hashem makes beautiful things. But there are many things he gives us, Yisrael, that he wants human intervention. A good steak, Yisrael, you go to Rizon, he grills it, he puts on the right spices. Hashem did it. That what he gave wasn't, he wants human being. And he wants the human being to be mashlamit.
That's adding to
it. Adding and perfecting it. Yeah. Perfecting us. The work, the surgery that perfects us. Yeah, it's interesting in the way we perfect that we're cutting. Fair question. There is also, it's not just cutting, because there's also something called priya, where we peel back, there's a surgery as a, there's mila and priya. Mila is cutting, priya is revealing and peeling back. So there's actually an activity of expression, and Hashem wants us to improve it. And Rabbi Kiva says that to Turnus Rufus, that Maisa Adam is better. Now, I want to explain something to the Chevra. Guys go to a bris, and you don't understand something's being said. Yosef, a bris is a pella. Guys don't understand that only Chassidim, the Bardich of much of his Torah says this. I heard a Yid say it, and people get upset. The Bardich of writes this all the time. Do you understand the bris, a treaty, means two people who want each other and are going to gain from it? You can't have a bris with a wall. If I can't give anything to Hashem, there's no such thing as a bris. We have no connection. You can't connect to somebody who doesn't want something from you, who doesn't need something from you, somebody who's not interested in you. There's no connection. Zero. You know, sometimes you have this person who's like a wall, like a big tzaddik. They don't need anything. Try connecting with him. You can't. Doesn't need anything. I can't give anything to him. You can't connect with somebody who you have nothing to offer them. Zero. Two people who each have things and needs and wants connect beautifully. Fears. Two human beings connect beautifully. What's a bris with Hashem? Is a deep and profound connection. Says the Bardich of a bris with us means I want your mitzvahs. I want your service. I want you. There's something I want from you. That's what a bris means, says the Bardich of her. Hashem wants Maisa B'nai Adam. He wants it. And then we're shayach to a deep and profound connection. We need Hashem and Hashem wants us. A little more careful now. You're trying to get me in trouble. Stop it. That's the Bardich of a rites, a bris mila says. He says a bris mila that we do an action, and Hashem is mitzav us to do an action, is saying, I want you. That's the very essence of bris mila. And then we do a pa'ula to make ourselves whole. And Rabbi Kiva teaches in bris mila that ma'aseh b'nei Adam is very important. Says the Bar Ditchva, you can't do a bris milah without Hashem telling you it's gaiva. The reason it counts, because Hashem told me. Bris be'etzem has a gaiva. It has an arrogance to it that ma'aseh b'nei adam is so important. That we could do and be mashlim on top and make something better. It's a pella. It's why we whisper Baruch Shem Yisrael. It's a pella. But if Hashem says it, so then the Rabban Hashem told me, he wants my actions. So you go to a bris, we learn something deep. That a person's action and ma'aseh, we have a deep and connection. He wants our mitzvah, Hashem. He wants ma'aseh b'nei adam. That's what the bris says. If you look at the tour by bris milah that Hashem chose us, and chayiv la'avdai, the tour, it's a very, there's a geshmak of pshat, Rabbi say, t'chap. The wrong one, okay. I have the wrong tour. The tour, it's the next volume. The tour writes on bris milah that a bris is an ice on their body that we were chosen by Hashem, v'chayiv la'avda, and y'chayiv to serve Him. How do you see that in bris milah? Because according to the Bar Ditchav, it's beautiful in the tour. According to the Bar Ditchav, the very bris says that the Rabban Shalom wants ma'aseh b'nei adam. He wants our service. That's the mechayiv of avodas Hashem. Now, Avram Avinu, to do that without a tzivui of Hashem is arrogance. I could be mashlam, Hashem has to tell you that. I want your actions. Fix up what I didn't do. I'm going to bring down bread, make it nicer. I want your activities, human being. That's a chiddush of bris milah. That's the chiyus. And the hischayvus of bris milah that says our actions are very, very important. We're chayiv loved. I thank you, Rav Esi Shlita. Are you right?
Maybe.
Is the what? Which one is this?
No. Maybe, yeah.
Thank you, Rav Esi. It's a little before Rav Esi. I think I'll tell you where it is. I think right here. Right here. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Maybe Rav Esi's right. We'll find it, Rizzi. It's a round safer tire, no? I find it before a safer tire. Okay. Trying to find it, Rivezi. Oh, I failed with me. I found the Rivezi. Reish, let's read it. Thank you. It's Reish Samach. Reish Samach. Mitzvah Sasei L'chol Adam Yisrael. Sheyimol Es B'nai. He says it's G'doy L'mishar Mitzvah Sasei. It's bigger. At the end of Reish Samach, says the Torah, Avlamili ois chasam bibsarenu. It's a mark sealed on our bodies. Umeid banu, and it testifies shebarcha banu Hashem mikolo amim, that Hashem told us, chose us from all the nations. Vanachnu amoi, we are the people of Hashem. Tzoy marisai, the sheep that He pastures. Asher ludor vador anachnu chayvim loavdai. Every generation, we are obligated to serve Him, v'lesaper tilas, and to relate His praises. He wants us, Hashem. That's what the Bar Ditchever says in Bris Milah, and that's what he says, you can't do it. It would be an arrogance to do it without Hashem being mitzaveh. So that's why he says, Avram Avinu waited till the Rabbeinu Shalom was mitzaveh. at the place the Rabbeinu Shalom was mitzaveh. So then, at that place the Rabbeinu Shalom was mitzaveh, then Avram Avinu did a milah. So that was the Bar Detshva I wanted to share with the Chevra. You ever heard that Bar Detshva? To say that our actions matter, he has to say it. Otherwise, it would be an arrogant. That's what.
I want you
to be mashlam. I want.
Avramino didn't know that until.
He's not allowed to make that pronunciation without Hashem saying it. Will be considered gay.
That was the first time Hashem ever said that. I want your actions.
Yeah. It's funny. He still does mitzvahs before.
Yeah, that's
but this mitzvah that says the chshivas of ma'aseh b'nei adam, he doesn't want to. That in a certain way that ma'aseh b'nei adam is bigger. There's like an arrogance to what it says, that we could do something on top of what Hashem does and add to it. That's the Bar Detshva says.
Is it anything that like we need Hashem to tell us that we can mashlim ourselves, or we need Hashem to like tell us that we want to make a agreement? Which one is it?
Martcha says something that's true, and I've seen people write it, and I don't know what the, but Martcha says that any treaty needs two people to say I'm in. So you could really say that, yeah, you could say that you can't say this on your own. Hashem could tell you, I want you. You can't say you want me. Mila by its thing is two people agreeing to something. So what you said, Martcha, rings very true, and could be that fits into what the Bar Detshva was saying. Yeah. Yeah. Shloima, one's Hanukkah is near. One time.
Hey, but it's light in here.
Hanukkah is near. It's dark outside, but it's light in here. Hanukkah is near. It's Salawa Lukai Deshe Manedaisa. But it's lightning near. Hanukkah is near. It's dark outside,
but it's lightning near. Hanukkah is near.
It's dark outside, but it's light in here. Hanukkah is near. It's dark outside, but it's light in here. Hanukkah is near. Hanedoy salah, lukoy deshen. Hanedoy salah. Hanedoy salah, lukoy deshen. Koy deshen. Hanedoy salah, lukoy deshen. Hanedoy salah. Kodesh,
Thank you.
I wanna share something briefly. I want to say something. I don't like spreading bad news. That's certainly something that my tata was very, very against. He quoted Gemara Pesachim Daf Gimel, and my father did not spread bad news. It was like on hug a very, very stark of my father. If we didn't have to know, he didn't tell us. And he was in a position, he heard a lot as a Rav for many, many years. He would hear a lot of whether it was somebody got divorced, whether somebody passed on. He didn't tell the family. I appreciate that a lot. Something, first of all, why spread negativity? Why get people sad for no reason? And he was very, very zahir on this not spreading bad news. He was a positive person. He spoke against fear-mongering. People get up and say things to scare people. My father held its Lashon Hara. He brought a Rambam that to scare somebody's Lashon Hara. He didn't like fear-mongering at all. Somebody getting up and say, you know, predicting Armageddon and doomsday. He didn't like these things. He was a positive person that didn't spread bad news. In our community, I'm not saying any chidushim, and guys have to know, you know, our friend lost his tata, and certainly guys should be Menachem Avil, and certainly we want to do things b'schusay. I want to share just a midah teiva with the chevra. Chaim and I drove a long way. We drove to Baltimore and back to be there for our friend. People always clear what to say when they go to a mourner. They go to a mourner, they clear what to say. What do I say? And there's a normal angst. It's normal. Our friend's going through a lot. What can I say to him? What can I say? What can I say to the person who went through such loss? What can I possibly say intelligent to comfort somebody suddenly? Our friend suddenly loses his tata. His father's walking home, and he loses a tata. What do you say to your friend? So the halacha of nichum avelim is not to talk. You let the avil talk first. That's the halacha. You don't talk before. If the avil gives you rishus to talk, if he nods, you're allowed to talk. Sometimes it's like awkward. Everybody's looking at the avil. The avil will like look at a rebbe or a friend or a mentor and like nod. He's saying, please talk, then you can talk. But you let the avil talk first. And the best thing we could, it's not, I could say, having gone through it, people collect like stupid things. People say, I didn't hear one stupid thing the whole week. Because it wasn't what anybody said. People are there. You showed up. I'm here for you. I'm with you in your thing. You're not alone. The halacha is, there's the halacha, is that an avil, after he does the kfuri, he's not let to eat from his own food. People give him food. And the message to the mourner is, we're with you. We're with you. We want him to experience chesed. He's not let to eat his own food at first. Others feed him as a sense, you're not alone. We're with you. We're pashut with you in this. You're not isolated. People are with you, and we're with you in your thing. You're not suffering alone. The words naisei ba'olam and chaveri, that you're carrying with, I'm much with you. It's not anything you say other than I'm showing up to this. We look around and people are there. People come, they're with you. You're not alone in this. I'm with you in this. People described Yidden and Eretz Yisrael who went through crazy loss in the matzv. I've heard people interviewed. I played one of the interviews in yeshiva. A lady whose husband was killed in a terrorist attack, Naira, she describes the comfort of random Yidden. You would think, if you don't know me, don't show up. She said, Klal Yisrael was with me. She felt the comfort, my people. She said, it's not a private thing. It was like Klal Yisrael, sir. Klal Yisrael, people are with me in my thing. It's not anything to say. You don't have to say, you show up. I'm with you in this. I am with you. I'm here also. Show up. Don't feel pressured. You don't need to say. It doesn't matter what you're saying. You're not trying to say. You're trying to be present. You're trying to hear. This sugya of Naisibol, one day, I want to remind the guys with your own children. Now, this is not an Avelus, but it's Oto Davar. It's the same thing. We spoke about in the car, Avi, Chaim and I spoke about this in the car. One day your kid's going to come home, Yisrael, from school. I want to ask you, Yisrael, like this. Your kid comes and we have this cool, good-looking kid, very likely. There's Hashem, we have a beautiful child. He's going to come home, Yisrael, and he's going to say to you, he's going to be cursing his brains out. Normally, his mamish such a beautiful peh, but he comes home, he's livid. His friend embarrassed him by recess. He comes home with a slew of the choicest words you heard in your life. Mamish, he comes home. His friend embarrassed him by recess. His friend said, Yaakov, you come to recess. Mamish, I can't stand when you come to the gym. I dread it. Stay in your room. When you play, you ruin the whole game every time. You're a chuck. You shoot shots you shouldn't be shooting. I can't stand when you come to them. And he said it in front of everybody. Your son comes home and he's cursing, saying, I'm going to kill him. I'm never playing with him again. I'll never be friends, his best friend. I'm done with him. And your friend's screaming, yelling, cursing. Yisrael, what do you say? What do you do, Yisrael? What do you do? This is what happens. What's your response? What? Wow. Interesting.
You got a man.
You picture, you're visualizing, you thrill, you visualize. I want Ernst. What? What's the response? I want real. What's the response? Authentic. Now, I'm not just looking like in a psychology. I want to be masbir. If it's a trick, it would be stupid to say it publicly. Tricks won't work. I want to be masbir. I'll be midas. I'll be atayr. I'll be emes. The response. What's al pi emes? What's the truth? So what's the tzidkus? Michal, what do you do? Visualize. What are you going to do, Michal? You will naturally do the right thing, Michal. What are you going to do? You heard what he said? That's what he asked. He said, what's Michal responding to my kid? He's living it so real to Shiley. He's like, he's handling his son coming home. Like, you're asking Michal on my kid? I love that you.
This is going in a lot of directions.
Yisrael, what all the wrong answers, telling your kid not to curse, to stop cursing, telling your kid you're really good, telling your kid to beat him up, and any type of response that problem solves is the wrong response. Any problem solving, the message is very bad messaging to your kid, remarkably, but he doesn't need any answer to his problem. What human beings need is noise ba'om chaveiroi. What he needs you is to understand everybody here at one point in our life was embarrassed. Everybody. He needs you to cry with him. The midas and the right answer, al pi emes, al pi midas tovus, is to cry with him. We do to our kids, I do to our kids, I start saying solutions. Well, you should just, and you're saying solutions. If I would do that to a friend, the friend would walk away from me. And by the way, if you picture the scene, if a parent problem solves with the kid, the next scene, the father gives him a whole schmooze what to do. Kid walks out to his room and he's like, oh, my father doesn't understand me. And the father's in the room like, kids today. Like, what I do wrong? He's like, kids today. No. The kid, if you would be your friend and you would tell, if I would come to my friend and I would share, like I'd unburden myself, he would start telling me solutions, I would walk away and I would get a new friend. I'm asking you to understand me, to really hear what I'm saying. That kid will walk home. Michal's kid will walk home one day and tell Michal. Michal will cry with him. He'll cry because we've all been embarrassed. He'll mamish feel his pain. And by the way, once you feel it, you empower the kid. The kid will come up with solutions. You feel along. Hashem designed us right. Ironically, giving him a solution moves him the furthest from the solution. You also teach a person that he can never come to solutions. Akiva, welcome home, Akiva Lee. Fresh from Eretz Yisrael. When did you get back? Oh, I thought you just got back this week. Good to have you back, Kibu. How is your brother doing in Eretz Yisrael? Are you? A younger man, a Kayol guy. A younger man. Amazing, right? The key chevra is to understand some noisei ba'olam chaveri. I'm here and I'm present to you. I want to understand. It's the same mitzvah as nichum aveilim. As nichum aveilim is the goal is I want to understand. I'm here. Nichum aveilim doesn't suggest that you understand the loss. It suggests that I want to understand. I'm here. And the rule of nichum aveilim is not to talk till he talks. How could you say anything till he says anything? How do you understand till he talks? So nichum aveilim is you listen till he talks. When he talks, you strive to understand. I want to understand what you're saying. That's why you talking first, the pshat that you're telling him, solutions, that's talking first. You don't talk till he talks. It means I understand, and I want to understand, and I'm going to try to understand. The midas of when a kid comes home, anything else, we're pressured to act. I'm supposed to be a father. I'm supposed to be an answer machine. Don't have answers. Hashem built him with answers. Be present to him. He's saying, she's saying something. Be present to it. A healthy person, somebody shares with Martha. I have watched Morty Samwitz and Yeshiva guys share with him. He feels what they're saying. He's amazingly present. The more you're open to hear. Now, some people are rocks and can't be present. It's too hard. Very hard to feel and to hear. I watch guys talk to Martha. You could see his body like receiving what they're saying. He's like really feeling the guy saying. Yeah. That's like, Avi, that's a spitz. Noise b'olam chaveri. Somebody's like, mamish, I'm with you and really striving to understand and to listen. That's how Nichum Aveilim is designed, that the person's quiet till the other one speaks. Means he understands before he has anything to say. I need to understand. Please explain it to me. Please explain. Me here. Let me know. And I want to try. Will I ever fully understand? As much as I can. I'm present to it. The kid comes home cursing, screaming, yelling. He was embarrassed. We've all been embarrassed in our life. It's terrible. You cry. You feel what he feels. You're like, your mamish. I'm not talking about a trick. Let's say I can feel. So then, okay. So then we have to work on our own stuff. Why we blocked out feeling? But at the point we could feel with him, you actually empower a person. He says the answers. The frumma answers you were going to tell him. He actually says, "Ah, you know what?" Once he's understood, that empowers a person. Understand and hear and be part and be present to what our friend is going through. So this is something amid us, all of us. Keeping this, learning this, and keeping this should be a schus for the neshama of Yassi's father. And I was so impressed with Yassi's friends that ran right away to Baltimore to be with Yassi. They get it. They should get it, that to your friend, show up to him. Show up. It's not the magical thing we're going to say, the magical thing we're going to do. It's that I want to be present to what's happening. I'm here. I'm present to what's happening. I'm mamish. I want to be present to what's happening. It says, I'll tell you a chiddush. Yisrael, I'll tell you a chiddush. Chazal teach us that the prayer of a chayla is more powerful than anybody else. The prayer of the chayla, it says by Yishmael, that Hashem heard the kol hanar, so Rashi brings Chazal, that the prayer of the chayla is bigger than anybody else. So how do you make your prayer big? The more you're nice ba'el and you feel for what he's going through, the bigger your prayer is. I've told the guys the halacha before. The Ramban says it's brought la halacha that the purpose of Bikur Chaylim is to pray. Now, why doesn't it just say pray and you don't have to be mevaker? But the purpose, to the point, if we're mevaker and we don't pray, so then we don't have the mitzvah bikur chaylim. And the answer, Yisrael, is when we pray without visiting, it's not real to us. It's funny, Sammy Klein was a chasn, I loved the guy, but I wasn't zeicha. Some of the guys that were at the vert. Some of the guys, I wasn't at the vert. I'm still struggling that it's real. I see Sammy. Beis Hashem, we're going to get together with Sammy and his Kala. I'm not letting her go right now. We're going to get. Sometimes you have to see. Your friend says he's engaged. It's interesting. Akiva just said that he came back from Eretz Yisrael and saw his brother living in a house and his wife's there. It became real. Before, it's like a theory. You heard it. You knew he's there. You went in. I mamish saw he's there. His wife's there. They have a house. It's mamish the real deal, no? So Bikur Chaylim is when our eyes see it, we feel what the guy's going through.
Wow.
Then our prayer is real. And by the way, the more we feel it, the more we're like the Chayla himself, so the more our prayer is powerful. The Gemara Brachas we're learning says about a Talmud Chacham that Tzarech Sheyich La'atzmei Aleha. You have to make yourself sick over a Talmud Chacham being sick. And I saw him Svarim that it means the Talmud Chacham is so relevant to you that you yourself, you're the Chayla Atzmei. You have the tsar of the, and the more you're the chayla atzmai, the more the prayer is potent and powerful, because the prayer of the chayla himself is the most powerful. He's mamish in the matzav. Our job, as much as possible, is to be in the matzav with. I'm with you in this situation. That's our possibility to our friends, is to really hear and understand and be present to what they're going through, to be as present as we can be. So I want to be mechazik aschus for the precious neshama of Yossi's tata. I want all of us be mechazik in this midah for our children one day, but presently for our friends, to try as best as we can to be present to their experiences. Guys, I'm amazed by this. Not enough happens in the dorm, and we have to be mechazik. It's good in Waterbury, but we have to get it better, that your roommates can open up and express. The person you're safest to express you doesn't give answers. Those are the ones you don't open up. They start teaching you, and Yedizach's a teaching moment and giving answers to somebody who could be present to our situation, who shows up like the laws of Nichma Vem, you don't talk till he talks. You absorb before you say, absorb. So let's be present for our friends in a deep way, in a deep empathy. Let's understand and strive. We can't always understand, but as much as we can understand. Something happened in our community. I gathered all the rebbeim. I had an impetus to do this, but I gathered all the rebbeim, and they met in my house for a long time. None of us had, but I felt like an emergency. I felt I wanted. We read every name in the yeshiva. Now my point wasn't. I promised my point was, who's taking our chayas for it? I wanted to just read every name in the yeshiva, but our job to feel, to hear, to see, to notice, to absorb another person, it's a basic need of a human being to be heard, to be seen, to be noticed with our nuances. The more our challenges, this is the possibility of being a parent to our own children. This is the possibility of friendship. Friendship is to hear, to understand. Vayeda, intimacy in the Torah is Vayeda, he knew her. He knew her, he heard, he listened, he saw, he experienced. So I'm asking the guys, very, very stark, in your dorm room, know your roommates. I should give fahers and give terrible punishments. I used to punish. I would call guys up, but they didn't know names in yeshiva. I should call up roommates and ask a litany of questions. If you don't know him, but I want you to know him, then you're not paying attention. You're like clueless. You're oblivious. Aaron, we got to learn our friends, learn. That means being open and present and asking and listening. We can't force anybody to share, but when they sense we're interested, they'll share. And if we'll be smart enough not to answer, but to absorb and be present, they'll want to share more. So let's be present to our friends. That's tremendously empowering for people. to find solutions, to figure out when somebody else hears and sees. That's what I wanted to share today. Have an outstanding day, Rabbi Yosef. We're going to meet now for, let's meet now for 10 minutes because I owe that.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.